On Monday, Ketchikan's Borough Assembly took up a resolution asking the Alaska legislature to add police officers to the state's anti-discrimination law. But as members of the public testifying were quick to point out, this resolution was in response to an equally contentious one.
Make no mistake, this resolution was drafted as a direct backlash to a minority group challenging those in power and demanding that they deserve equal rights and protections under the law.
That's Ketchikan Museum curator Ryan McHale speaking in front of the assembly on Monday.
It comes 2 weeks after the assembly overrode Mayor Dial's veto and asked the legislature to protect individuals from discrimination based on their sexual orientation, gender identity, and gender expression.
The borough had justified his veto of the LGBTQ rights resolution by saying it unfairly afforded protection to one group over another. A majority on the assembly overrode his veto. In response, Dial requested a similar resolution that would urge police officers and Christians be specifically protected from discrimination. The retired Alaska State Trooper insisted, without citing evidence, that police officers face more persecution than any group in the United States. He repeated the assertion on Monday.
I support this current resolution as an alternative and as a statement that the rights of the most persecuted group in America currently, by far, law enforcement officers, are as important to this body as LGBTQ rights are.
Four residents offered comments at the meeting. Of those, three opposed the mayor's resolution. A fourth said he was undecided. In an unusual step, Dial cross-examined each of the critics of his resolution.
If I could ask you the same question.
Yeah.
Do all rights matter? And do police officers deserve the same protections as members of the LGBTQ community?
McHale replied that LGBTQ individuals and other groups protected by the state's human rights law, like disabled people, people of color, and women, have faced discrimination throughout the nation's history. He argued that laws that prohibit discrimination based on race, gender, or sexual orientation exist precisely to ensure that everyone is afforded the same rights.
Police officers have not historically been marginalized. Police officers hold power in our society. Not only hold power, but enforce that power.
The co-sponsors of the resolution were a retired police officer and state corrections officer.
The reason that I put forward this resolution is the alarmingly negative attitude towards law enforcement nationwide that has led to increased discrimination.
That's Sue Pickrell, a former Ketchikan police detective. She offered, without any specific examples, her perspective.
It has become common for law enforcement officers to be denied services at businesses that provide lodging, food, exhibition, entertainment, and other goods for public consumption.
Assemblymember Alan Bailey, a former prison superintendent, co-sponsored it. Others on the assembly weren't swayed. Assemblymember Felix Wong acknowledged that law enforcement officers face criticism and are under heavier scrutiny.
But it's not to the point where it's a systemic disenfranchisement of people in uniform.
Wong also pointed out that attacks on people in uniform are already illegal under state law. Ketchikan City Council member Janalee Gage noted that Alaska law sets harsher penalties for some crimes against police. Assemblymember David Landis cast the lone vote in favor of both measures, supporting state protections for both police and LGBTQ people in the community. He pointed out that the resolution's supporters, Dial, Pickrell, and Bailey, have worked in law enforcement.
These are people who treated their jobs very seriously and understand the job that many of us don't.
He said it wasn't his place to determine whether the three had actually faced discrimination.
If someone thinks they've been discriminated against, they have. And I'm going to take them for their word on that.
But after public testimony had wrapped up, he did call out the mayor for questioning members of the public that had criticized the pro-police resolution.
But I know how hard it is, Your Honor, for citizens to get up at the podium and speak. And I would just request that they don't have to answer any questions if they don't want to, because it is just so hard to do.
With the assembly deadlocked 3-3, the borough mayor broke the tie and passed a resolution calling on the state legislature to add police officers to the list of classes protected from discrimination. Assemblymember A.J. Pierce was absent and didn't vote. That was notable. She had introduced the original LGBTQ rights resolution that sparked the debate. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.